With Impact Theory, it is, again, a very small group of people. And unfortunately, I've been to one of their funerals already, and that's fucking heartbreaking. But just the changes he made in his life before, just car accident, just fucking dumb. Oh. But watching him change his life was unbelievable. And it was just an incredible reminder of how this stuff really works. But when you have that mission, that leaks out, hopefully, through the choices that you make, the products that you build, and that we're living in an era where that's also great marketing.
Yeah. It's hard to beat obsession. You know, you can have all the tactics and tools and money and leg up, but if somebody is obsessed with the thing they're spending every day building, they're hard to beat because they'll just work longer, they'll sacrifice more, and I do think that your success level often is tied to the sacrifice that you're willing to give. It doesn't mean you have to work 100 hours a week, but it does mean you need to sacrifice a lot if you want to achieve massive success. And I think anybody who says you don't probably has never played the game.
No, there's no way.
Yeah.
There is no way.
Yeah.
Everyone has to fight against entropy.
Yeah.
And so I won't say that nobody ever got, you know, didn't get lucky. Of course, some people have gotten lucky, but that's just going to be such a minor thing. But the thing that's fascinating sitting down across from you, who is a fellow builder, is that you actually know how to do this. So what I want to do now is go, okay, look, we've talked mindset. Hopefully people understand that money isn't what you thought. It's actually more powerful, but it's different. Yeah. You really can do this. It really is about pulling back the curtain. It's about understanding psychology, knowing how the world works, understanding how to insert yourself into it. But to do that, for anybody at home that's like, okay, I want to do this, but now let's get into the real tactics. So that obsession becomes a set of skills. It really is that simple. And how do people, I think it's really twofold. One, how do they know which mountain to climb? It might be worth telling that oh so wonderful story.
Yeah.
And then once they know what mountain to climb, let's really get into the how doth one climb a business mountain.
Yeah. Well, I think we all missed the class in high school where they taught us to know thyself, you know, Oracle at Delphi style. But I do think...
Nice reference, by
the way. Yeah, that was good. Was that highbrow?
Very elite of you.
Ryan Holiday would be proud. I feel like that was very stoic of me.
He's already leaving a comment in the feed. I can feel it.
So I think, man, if I could have gone back and done something different that would have gotten me out of working in corporate jobs that I didn't really like for like 12 years, even though I was stacking cash as I was doing it, what would have changed that for me would have been if I had thought more about who am I and what do I want? And so if anybody listening hasn't actually written down consistently, I mean, I did it daily, you can do it weekly, monthly, but you know, what are the things that I like doing every single day? What am I actually uniquely skilled at? What do people come to me for advice on? What do I do and focus on even when I'm never paid a dollar and nobody's watching?
That one's big.
You know, what are the things that I find so interesting that I become obsessed with them? And it's like they talk about that flow state. The whole world just goes whoom, and you're narrowed in. And maybe even your family's annoyed because you won't shut up about this one thing that you're doing all the time, right? Where can you find those things? And as you narrow in as those, they don't have to become, I think a lot of people then go video games. It's like, no, be more granular than that. Is it, wow, I get obsessed with the characters, or I really like thinking about the technology on it, or I kind of understand how this video game grew this much. Try to get really granular. And I wish I had done that earlier, because then I could have found games that I actually wanted to play. I was too scared that I didn't have some big startup idea like yours. I didn't have any ideas. I just was like, I want to work hard. I want to make money. I want to do what I like to do.
Can we pause on that for a second?
Yeah.
So one thing I heard you say in another interview, and I was like, oh my God, know thyself, as you said. You said, I'm never going to have the next idea about a music app or whatever. That's just not me. And I was like, whoa, because people want to be cool. They want to be the person with the big ideas. Everybody thinks they want to be the CEO, but not everybody's wired for that.
Yeah.
And then even if they are, they may not be a product-led CEO. Maybe they're a people-led CEO or a process CEO, whatever. But not everybody has to be in that same thing. But once you own, okay, that's not me. Now you can start narrowing your focus to what your strategy is going to be. And that's the cool thing about you is that you really have taken a super unique path to generating, I repeat, just under $100 million a year. That's bananas. So the fact that you were able to do that in a unique path, but it's born out of finally going, oh, I'm just going to be honest about who I really am and what I actually respond to.